Hello, friend. Nothing very exciting happened since I last chatted with you. The weather's very changeable, freezing cold at the moment, but I had managed to get out a couple of times, so I'm not grumbling. But these days I keep nice and warm, comfortable in the house. I had a bit of a chuckle yesterday. Went to see the eye specialist, and the first thing he does, puts drops in the eye. He did the right eye, and I thought, that's it. But then he put drops in the left. So I says, you're more hopeful than I am. He says, why? I says, well, I says, the left eye is artificial. Mine, I've been seeing him for 5 years. Never learned, do they? Never learned. Anyway, we got over that. Oh, he's telling me that there's no hope of the latest treatment for MD. You know, but hope of it being any good to me. Because I've got scarring, and he says it wouldn't work. So there we are, no cure. So that's four of us. Deafness, no cure. COPD, no cure. MD, no cure. Catheter, no cure. Whatever else can befall me, I wonder. Anyway, they're all talking about recession these days. I read somewhere where someone had said it'd be as bad as 1930. God forbid. You never want that back again. We kids went to school on a slice of bread and dripping of lard. Lunchtime, slice of bread and margarine, and half a banana. And at tea time when school was over, I rushed to get home first to see if Father had left anything on his plate. He finished down the pit at 3 o'clock, and he usually got home for about four. And he'd have his dinner, and he always left a little bit of something. Potatoes, turnip, even a bit of meat. First in got it. Mind, I could run those days. I could run. I got it. I thought about a Christmas stocking. The ones we used to have when I was a kid. Apple, orange, a new penny, and a Bandmaster mouth organ. 5p. But alas, the mouth organ would be no good today. I couldn't blow it. Couldn't blow it at all. So we'll just have to hang the stocking up and goodness knows where I'll get in it. I had to darn it first. I got a hole in my stock. Remember the days, the early days of the 30s? We had holes in our socks and holes in our jerseys. We had the needles, no money to buy the wool. Those were the days. But I don't want to worry with it. I wrote all that in my book, as it were. Otherwise, everything not so badly. I'm getting along, and I owe one or two messages, but I'll reply to them as soon as possible. Don't worry, I like to reply to all messages. And I thank you very much indeed for the messages you send. They really make my day. So, until later, cheerio. Cheerio.